Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You have to figure out why you're even there.
Right.
How'd I get here? How'd I get to this place?
Yeah. No, right? That's good. Otherwise, as we say, things become cyclical. And you're like, man, I ended up right back here. And it's because, you know, we didn't truly acknowledge how we got here. So I agree. Not only are we here, but how do we get here? So that if it's a good place, we continue to do it again.
If you're a go-getter, faith-driven, and family-focused, and need to break through to your next level, this is the podcast for you. Your self-talk can reshape every area of your life. It's time to dream and think big. Welcome to the Self-Talk Experience with Darnell and Tracy Self. It's time to elevate, baby. Let's get into the show.
Hey, what's up, Self-Talk Experience? This is Darnell Self and my beautiful wife, Tracy Self, my co-host. Welcome to another episode of the Self-Talk Experience, where we firmly believe that the things we say to ourselves about ourselves eventually determine what we attract for ourselves.
Absolutely. Yeah. I agree with you. Yeah. 100,000%.
Well, that's good. You're agreeing with me today.
Don't do that. I agree with you a lot of the time, sometimes.
Okay.
Usually.
Listen, you have been with me almost longer than you haven't been with me. Is that true?
It is, because we're getting ready to have our 31st anniversary. Yes, my last name has been Self longer than it was my maiden name, which is crazy.
So you need to start agreeing with me now.
Is that what that means?
I think so.
Or it means we've been together so long, I have so much clarity that I know that I should probably not always agree with you.
No, I don't like that. I don't like the latter.
I'll agree with you, babe. It's fine.
Okay, good.
I'm doing it right now. See?
Yeah, see?
You're all right.
So good self-talk. Good self-talk. Listen, guys, today we're excited because we continue to talk about our experiences and experiences of others, and then even some guests, some hosts, some guest speakers, guest podcasts. What would you call them?
That come on our show?
Yeah.
They're our guests.
Okay. So our sometimes, friends. Yeah, sometimes we even have our guests on to share their own experiences with their own self-talk and the things they've done well and the things they haven't done well in terms of self-talk. And, you know, experts predict we have about 70,000 conversations with ourselves every day.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. And so we're asking ourselves certain questions. Should I do this? Shouldn't I do this? Should I go early? Should I show up later because I'm going to leave later? Am I worthy?
And also, what we think of ourselves, we say that to ourselves too, right?
Yeah, we do.
If we feel great that day, if we feel beautiful that day, if we feel tired that day, we say those things to ourselves.
Yeah.
Right?
No, it's very true. And listen, guys, we are proof that you don't have to be perfect.
What? Huh? You speak for yourself. What do you mean? You said we.
Yes. You're perfect?
I mean, Somebody help me. But go ahead. I feel like you're going to prove a point.
My attempt is to prove a point, and that is that a lot of times our self-talk says we should wait until we've perfected something. We should wait until we've mastered something.
But babe, you never really master anything, right? Because you get better and better and better the more you do it. So that word, I was kidding, but the word perfection, is that really a word that you, do you really ever perfect something?
Yeah.
Is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I think, well, you get better at it, right?
Right.
And so, you can start to master something, but if you did it even more, then you've increased your mastery of that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and that includes self-talk, is my point.
Yes.
Right.
That's good.
So the more reps you have in saying positive things to yourself about yourself, the more likely you are to say positive things about yourself to yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's the point of this self-talk podcast. It's like if we could help people to continue to say better things to themselves. Mm-hmm. And even if the questions we ask ourselves are different in terms of how we message that question. I'll just give you an example. So if we said something like, you know, I can't believe that this always happens to me. And then we change that. Why are you looking at me like that?
No, it's interesting what you're saying, because you can say, I can't believe this always happens to me. Or you can say, I can't believe this always happens to me. You can say it in a way that's in a way you want to solve it, or you can say it in a way that makes you feel even worse. Mm-hmm. And you can say it in a way where, I can't believe this always happens to me. This are so bad. Or you can say, I can't believe this always happens to me. How can I not have this, and this happen? Right? So I feel like even though you're saying the same words to yourself, it's the spin and the perspective you put on your self-talk. Mm-hmm. Because it's hard to control your feelings and control your emotions. But you can catch yourself, even if you're saying something negative, not even to change it totally, but just change the perspective of how you're looking at it. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
No, it makes all the sense in the world. Because if you change the way you look at something, you probably change the way you message it. Mm-hmm. So it comes across differently. Mm-hmm. And so I could easily say, because I'm thinking that this always happens to me, I'm always in, because it sounds like nothing
negative
good happens to
right.
me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Almost I expected something bad was going to happen to me. Or if it does happen often, I could say, I wonder what this is trying to teach me.
That's good.
And now it puts me in a place where now I'm looking for the solution instead of dwelling on the problem.
Right. I was just saying, like, if I say, I can't believe this always happens to me. I'm always stuck in traffic. Always stuck in traffic. Or I can say, I can't believe this happens to me. Why am I always stuck in traffic? So then I backtrack and say, well, maybe I need to get up at a different time. Or maybe I need to plan out my morning in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
And I think we're saying the same thing.
No, I think so too. I think what we're saying is the way you talk to yourself can either have you go deeper in a place of frustration, depression, anger, or can lift you out of that because of...
Now you're thinking of how to solve it.
Yeah, you're thinking how to solve it, or you just have a change of perspective, because you may not be able to solve traffic. If you have to be at work at 9 and the route, every route that leads you towards your job is always traffic, you're not going to really solve that. I mean, I guess you could if you wake up 3 hours early, but who in the world is going to do that? And that may not be solvable if you have to take your kids to school, et cetera.
Sure.
What I'm attempting to say here is that I could say, I can't believe I'm always in traffic. Or I can say, hey, since I'm in traffic so often, I'm going to find something that allows me to be productive while I'm in traffic. Mm-hmm. You know, this is not going to be our time to listen to the podcast that I wouldn't have felt like I had the time to listen to, except that now I'm taking traffic time and making it productive. So now that I am stuck in traffic, I'm actually growing every day. That I used to be hating the thing that I was experiencing, and now I'm growing in the very thing I used to look at as negative.
That's good. Or even having conversations. Sometimes we want to spend time with people and check on our loved ones, but we don't have the time.
Right.
But that could be another time where you can have conversations and take your time, and the time will pass by faster.
Yeah, exactly right. And I think, you know, this is what's really helped me out, because people may say, man, you're always so positive. No, I've just shifted perspective.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so things still happen, but the way I look at it causes me to see the bright side, the cup as half full instead of the cup as half empty, because there's a choice there. And so I'm choosing to ask myself different questions. And this is really what this episode is all about, is, you know, can you shift the way you position the question?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
right now. New Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
As we ask ourselves, like, man, I just can't lose weight no matter what. Right?
That's a tough one.
And it could sound so negative, and it keeps you in a place like, oh, well, I'm always going to be overweight.
Or it can take you the opposite way, and you start researching healthy food options, exercise routines, or maybe there's a reason why. Maybe there's some health issues going on with why the weight you can't get off. Then you have to figure out a doctor and that kind of stuff. So like you said, it can always make you go this way or you can go this way. But it's hard.
Yeah. But guess what? We get to choose our hearts in life. Like there's always gonna be something hard. But again, perspective says, man, I'm so glad that I'm learning how to navigate around some of the barriers in my life because I know that once I figure that out, I will be able to share that testimony with so many other people and help them through similar challenges that they're having.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I just, you know, one of the things that we attempted to do and prayerfully, we're doing a good job at it. When we started the self-talk podcast was, hey, let's think about some of the things that we had to overcome. And like you said, it hasn't always been easy, but because we continue to work on ourselves, and I know that many of you read, you listen to audios, you watch podcasts like the Self-Talk Experience. And so you start to reshape yourself. And because you are different, you now attract different things. You now repel things that you used to allow close to you. And now you're like, you know what? I don't even entertain those things. I don't even allow that frequency, that energy around me. And it's because you look at yourself differently.
Right. Absolutely. No, I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
See, I agree with you. This is great. This is good. We're growing right now in front of the world.
So guys, I'm just going to share with you a couple of things that I know helped me out as I started to ask myself different questions. And one thing that you'll see when you start asking yourself questions, better questions, is one, acknowledgement. Because whenever you want to change something, the first thing you have to do is acknowledge.
Okay.
Where you currently are.
Okay.
It's almost like trying to put in an address of where you want to go in your nav system, but you can't identify where you are. So even if you're saying, I know I want to go here, but you don't acknowledge your starting point, you're still, you only know when the first left is because where you're starting from.
And comparing yourself too, because you may want to go the exact same place as someone else, but if someone else is closer, You can't, you're starting at different vantage points.
That's exactly right.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's key to appreciate and understand. So one acknowledgement, it's like, all right, I'm at this place and I could either be satisfied with that place. And if so, you know, who is someone else to tell me that I shouldn't be happy with where I am? Just because someone else has different goals, more loftier goals, doesn't mean that you have to have the same goals. So acknowledgement that, you know what, I am sick and tired of being in this situation. I am sick and tired of... You know what I mean? So I'm excited about the opportunity for me to grow. I'm excited about the opportunity for me to get one step closer to my goals in 2025. However, if there's no acknowledgement that, hey, I'm not really satisfied with what my banking statement says, then it's easy to settle for it without any acknowledgement of where you truly are. And then we find that we actually lie to ourselves and we say things like, I mean, I'm good. And we're really not.
Or I get that, right? Acknowledging where you are. But sometimes you have to take a step back to move forward, as Pastor Mari says, because sometimes it's not about where you are, it's how you got there. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you have to backtrack so you don't make those same mistakes, because you okay, I know where I am and I know where I want to go, but how did I get here to make it a better, so I can skip that step where I am now and mm-hmm. pass it? Go back and backtrack. Oh, I did this. I shouldn't have been doing that. I should have been going here. I shouldn't have spent money on this. And then it'll propel you into where you want to go.
Mm-hmm. Right? But you're still acknowledging it though, right?
Absolutely. Acknowledge it. I'm saying, but that's not the only step.
Right. Yep.
You have to figure out why you're even there.
Right.
How did I get here? How did I get to this place?
Yeah. No, right? That's good. Otherwise, as we say, things become cyclical. And mm-hmm. you're like, man, I ended up right back here. And it's because, you know, we didn't truly acknowledge how we got here. So I agree. Not only are we here, but how do we get here? So that if it's a good place, we continue to do it again. Mm-hmm. Perhaps it's something that can duplicate. If it's a bad thing, then perhaps we'd stop doing that thing. So acknowledgement would be key in figuring out, you know, how it is you got to that particular place. The other thing that I think is going to be important, and in fact, I know it's important, and you'll agree with this, whether it's your first time watching the self-talk experience, if you watch all the episodes, you already know that repetition is key.
Hmm.
So one of the things that, you know, it's cool about habits is that what you do daily ends up what you become permanently.
And so
if you want to change permanence, the one thing about us as humans is that permanence is just like, this is where we are right now, but it doesn't necessarily mean permanent in terms of like cemented, where you cannot change those habits,
mm-hmm.
right? Mm-hmm. So I have certain habits right now that have led me exactly where I am. So those daily decisions, daily activities led me to exactly where I am, health-wise, financially. And so, but it doesn't mean that I can't make an adjustment from here and slowly change that.
Mm, that's good.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
So, so repetition is going to be key. And then when you get to that place, you may have to adjust what you do repeatedly again for that next level. And that's what's happening for us right now. So what's happening for us right now is we just reset goals. And so we're halfway through the year. And so that means that we had a discussion yesterday that we got to look at things differently. If we look at things the same, we get the same results. So that means now I have to have different self-talk, now I have to create different habits, different disciplines in order to attract different results.
Yep.
So we all have this opportunity, guys, to make sure that we're not just saying good things to ourselves, but we're repeatedly saying good things to ourselves. And that way it's a habit. And we even catch ourselves like, that wasn't good self-talk.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and you catch yourself faster.
Yep.
The more you practice it.
Yep. Absolutely.
And the more you think about it.
Yep. And you even know, it's just like a great athlete. Like they know right away, I messed that up.
Right.
Sometimes upon release, sometimes upon even starting off, they didn't even like bowl the ball yet, but just on the release, they're like, oh, I already know.
They know already. Yeah.
So it's the same thing that happens with the muscle memory of self-talk, saying positive things to ourselves. So let's work on repeating the things that we want to attract. So we repeat the positive self-talk so we can start attracting those things. Let's make sure we acknowledge where we really are. Like, man, I really need some help with this. So I gotta pour better things into myself, because I really do beat up on myself. And if someone else said the same things I say to me, I'd be offended.
Yeah.
Right? So we have to look at that. And of course, we're here for you every week, every Thursday. We're right here with another episode of the Self-Talk Experience so that we can help you to say better things to yourself about yourself.
Absolutely. And if you're stuck in traffic and it's early in the morning, don't call me.
See you next time, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Self-Talk Podcast with Darnell and Tracy Self. We hope you enjoyed. Be sure to rate and review this podcast on your favorite podcast listening platform. And we'll see you next time. And remember, talk good to yourself.